Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise Guys.
That was funny what you did, Meanie.
Paige, what are you doing?
Paige turned the volume down almost in a way of, no, that's
it's catchy.
Ella Langley, who is, I had to look up how old she was. She was like, man, she's very attractive. I don't want to be thinking like.
I like how he says feelings, old Big X.
I like how he rhymed cold with stolen.
Yeah.
She's got one of those, like, she's almost like mumble country singing. Like, she's not really like.
I like the raspiness of her voice.
It's like that Billie Eilish, but it's country.
I like it.
But her singing voice is awesome. And then, of course, that's Big X the Plug, who I also am a big fan of. And
yeah, she's good looking.
Very pretty. I like her looking bangs. Feel.
Yeah, I like her with her bangs down.
She's cute.
You think she sells her socks on the internet by chance?
Well, where do you think I got these from?
Especially if they're dirty.
Yeah, could you walk through some mud in those and let me buy them?
God, boy.
Can you wear those old boots?
She would hate me to say this, but my daughter, she wears cowboy boots, you know, because of where she lives at her house.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
And sometimes she'll wear, she's going to hate I'm going to say this, but she will, nobody tell her, but sometimes she won't wear socks.
Oh, my God. Is it more comfortable that way, though?
That's what she says. She says exactly that. That they're, I don't know the brand, honest to God, but they're nice, you know, and form-fitting or whatever. But she says that socks hurts the foot in that extra layer in there.
I see that.
So it's more comfortable to do that, but...
The sweat and the leather. Whew.
Yeah, and this is my blood. I can say this. I've caught some whiff off them boots before, and it makes me think about all these hot, beautiful Southern belles and some of the Yankee girls that have moved down here, out there at festivals and you know.
Sweating.
Well, you remember
the storm.
Frolicking?
We had the girl. It was the guy they called in. He couldn't get her boots off. They were going to hook up. He couldn't take them off. Remember that?
Oh, God.
I think it was the guy. It was the guy that called
Did
in.
Did he cut him off?
I think he gave up.
Oh, okay.
He's like, they ain't coming off because he said she was a little portly in the leg.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Well, she got
God.
She might have, where they get like.
Thick calves.
From the knee down, it stays the same size.
Yep.
I forget what there's some, lupus, I think, causes
that. Elephantitis.
Well, could be that, too.
I think we got that.
Yes.
It's you got those boots now. You got nowhere to use them.
I'm sorry.
Pointed to my heart, by the way. I have a big heart. I've been told that recently.
Well, that's very sweet.
A person can't be trusted.
Elephantitis of the leg. Maybe she's got ankles that goes from the knees.
No,
the
and also we're not talking about my daughter either. By the way,
no, talking about the fat chick from the show.
We're talking about a woman that has to have somebody like. Strategically pull.
She probably has to wipe her ass with a drone.
Like I bet you a lot of women, because like, think about the even if you wore like Fat Boy wears the no shows, which make me feel naked and almost effeminate. If I can be honest with you,
it makes afraid.
Me feel very not very manly.
But if you wear the like anything that comes up like a tube, like it looks stupid.
Well, especially with shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like cowboy boots and shorts?
No, no, no.
I ain't trying to look like Elliot Perry out here.
I'm just saying that if the point is, if you wore the no-shows, then you're still going to have that sweaty calf, right?
Yeah,
But then if you wore a sock that you pulled all the way up as tall as the cowboy boot, that's also like you're wearing like, an extra layer of half pants.
Yeah, but this
and that's going to add the moisture to it. So, guys, next time you see a hot girl at let me think of a country bar that's still open.
Good luck.
Wherever you see a hot girl wearing them cowboy boots, and you're thinking about cheating on your girl or you know whatever, just here's how you tell yourself this: you say her feet probably reek.
Some people like that. Feet are. Over, man. They really are.
What does that mean?
People want pictures of them. They want you to do stuff with them. They probably pay for the smell, to be honest with you.
Probably.
Bobby Hurley never wore socks. He's the greatest college point guard of all time.
Well, Michael Jordan wore the same underwear or same what did he wear?
He wore his Carolina shorts.
Carolina shorts underneath. Same ones every. Vader never washed his gear. They
never
said.
Did, and everybody complained about it. I told him to keep his gear clean and never washed it.
Come on, Big Van. He's like, it's bad luck. I don't wash my gear.
And then JRC is real sensitive too. If you bring this stuff up to him.
Oh, the baby bull, man. He was a sweetheart.
Remember Shawn Michaels was yelling at him to move, like calling the spot when he was about to jump off the.
God, yes.
Move.
I mean, I realize that nobody.
You trip going to the ring at times.
Nobody
too,
so. Will ever love me for my feet, and I'm good with that.
Are they wrecked? Like, what are we talking about? Honestly, like an honest.
God,
foot
this
assessment.
Is really going to get the numbers up, and that's
brutally
not.
Brutally honest
not
foot review.
I've had surgery in both my feet because they've been broken, and
how'd you break them?
Ballet. I've broken toes before.
You broke your both feet ballet dancing?
Because you got like balance on them. Right?
When did it like dawn on you? You shouldn't do it.
When I broke my leg.
No offense, nobody.
You broke a leg also falling.
I have
the
broken,
dog pulled.
I
you
have
down.
Broken both of my legs, my right
and
left
both
leg.
Feet.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
I've had broken toes in both feet.
They never should have let you do ballet because you're Fat
Jacks. Her main name's Knievel.
Because of my what?
Because you're Fat Jacks. You're Big Rack. You're Silky
well,
Milk.
Well, I think you should be able to do whatever you want to do.
Meat flaps.
But that's not, like, I'm not like 700 pounds, fat boy.
You are in the chest.
I am not.
I wish it was further in the break because that was a good spot to go out on. That was great.
No.
Every ballerina, you know, is real
very,
petite.
Yeah.
And they got wrecked toes.
Like you would have had a slimmer figure, but like not up here.
And that's, I mean, they should look wrecked. You dance on them.
Mm-hmm. You dance like this.
Where does that come from? Like it seems like it comes
freaking
from
Russia.
I feel like it comes from, for lack of a better term, the Orient. Like remember they'd have to wear those shoes that were like stacked, and then they would. Oh, it was almost like they invented high heels. They were. I've seen it in movies, and you know the women that would wear the, what's it called? It's not a dashiki. What is it called?
Burka.
No.
Turban.
You're doing trucker talk right now. Burka 19. That's how you know it's an infidel if they say burka. You know they're not real. All right. Paige. Okay. Any other? You broke a rib.
Uh-huh.
You said that before.
Well, how'd she break the rib?
Car accident.
Oh yeah, is that how you broke or some of your lip? Is that
my
the same
teeth
thing?
Teeth went through my bottom lip in a car accident.
My teeth gonna go through them. You keep talking. God, all this stuff happened to her. Was that bitch in Camaro?
No, that was in a Corvette.
It's probably drink water did it to you, didn't he?
No.
Oh, John, you want to look John, out? We're about to have a wreck.
What about your arms?
Never broke any arms.
Wait, what was his name?
John,
Love Dick.
John Love.
I thought you said Love Dick.
John Love?
John.
Was he a member of the Beach Boys?
He may have been related to them, but I've never met the Beach Boys.
That's how she got into radio. Johnny Love.
Mike Love is Kevin Love's uncle.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he related to Jordan Love?
L-O-V-E. Yeah.
He's like Kevin's dad played for the Lakers, Mike's brother. You know, Mike, famous Beach Boy, Kevin's uncle.
Yeah. He should try to, like, trademark the heart emoji. Jordan Love. Why not?
You might as well.
Why not?
Is that public domain? Could he do it, though? He just had surgery, too, but he'll be ready week one.
Well, who was it? Wasn't there a – gosh, help me here. An athlete that tried to trademark the number. His
you know what?
Who was that?
It's funny you mention that because it's Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
He tried to do it to Dale Jr., and Dale Jr. pulled
That's
back.
That's what it was, yeah.
Well, guess what? He just tried to do it again to Troy Aikman, and then he lost that fight. Troy Aikman's like, I'll be damned. I'm not giving it up. So Lamar backed off of his suit against Troy Aikman. Dale Jr. said it was a completely different eight anyway they were going to use.
If there were any Romans left, they would sue him.
And Lamar
ever invented numbers.
Lamar wants to sue. Obviously, it's his number, but like for a clothing line, that certain style of eight he wants to use. And Dale Jr. is like, we didn't even want to use that style.
Well, the who was it? Was it – did Bill Elliott have it or was it Casey Kane that had the winged nine?
Kate, see, I don't know if that was a Wood Brothers thing that
was
they
that
had.
Like their mark on there? Because I remember somebody else using that and then them getting sued. And I'm like, it's a number.
I remember Casey having it.
Remember the Kiss thing? They were suing people that they sued ECW because they were using ECW in the Kiss font. And Gene Simmons, who's nothing more than a a lawyer in sheep's clothing is running around suing. All right, we'll go to break and come back. How about that close? Good morning.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Why not do two in a row?
No, you didn't.
Two in a row.
I did. I got so many people with this song, and they loved it. They thanked me for it.
They thanked you for it.
Yeah.
I love that.
I like the violin.
That's a fiddle, you...
violin.
That song is a shortened version of the song, too. It kind of gets into it.
The only good thing that's come from AI is that. That's the only good thing.
It is good, except the fish part. You lost me on the fish part. That's just...
Well, I'm not the...
No woman would ever say that.
Well, that's exactly why I just said it was AI, Paige.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if I told you about the AI band that...
I never thought that a woman would be paid talking about how the humidity was around hers either, but it was the number one song in America. It got radio play somehow.
That's definitely.
And the radio play version made it sound even more grosser.
Well, it was definitely grosser than the regular version.
Wow.
Did you hear about the... I can't remember if I told you this on the radio or not.
I told you it's why we should not speak off the air.
You shouldn't.
We can't. We should.
You can't remember what the off show or the real... You know.
You can't.
Because
the AI band that's working everybody, the Velvet Sundown, did I tell you about them?
Mm-mm.
They charted hits, man. They got a whole album, and people are like, oh, this is cool. Let's go look at them. Well, it's obvious the band they don't. And people don't care. So now they're trying to figure out a tour that they could put together with people that don't exist.
Oh, my God. It's Milli Vanilli all over again.
No, but the Millie, somebody really, you know, I watched the damn documentary too. I don't remember who actually was singing. It wasn't AI though. It was the 90s.
There were other people, but it's like lip syncing.
CNC Music Factory. Like Martha Wash was, you know, I mean, you know, she probably had like the body shape of like Chaka Khan, you know, like, you
Chaka
know.
Khan?
But they like, well, we got to get, since the lead singer is like this,
they're handsome,
international looking Gerardo type, very handsome. Mm-hmm. We need to have this really hot lady to be with him as well.
Say it one more time for
me. Okay. I was trying to figure out the song. If you're podcasting this later, he's playing Blame It on the Rain in the background.
Oh, good song.
Which is kind of too soon to do.
On the Rain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm watching a woman groove to effing Milli Vanilli. It's Friday. Well, I can groove to anything.
I can dance to whatever I want to dance to.
Yes, you can.
You need to dance more with me.
First off, this is the beginning of an HR video. Fat Boy's pretending to be on the phone right now because he doesn't know what to say because Paige just made a pass at Matt. Inviting him to dance.
What I miss.
She wants me to dance with her.
Oh, to this one?
Yeah, it's like, we're at work.
I told you that song got her all horned up. A,
I get to call you a bitch now, just to even it out.
I am a bitch.
B.
Own it.
She's trying to trap you in an HR violation.
And that's what
I'm
I was saying.
Bitch.
And it might
exactly
be worth
what
it.
I was saying. I was saying it was too soon for you to play this song.
You guys want to start daggering? Feel free. If you want to drop it low, get down on it.
It's,
I'm not twerking anywhere.
See,
I did butt work last night at the gym.
Hang on. You can't just drop these. Just like yesterday when you said, I hooked up with a Sharpay once.
Lord God. You know what? Dan in Columbia emailed and said, do I need to do a song about that? And I was like, probably not. probably not good to do a song about Paige referencing a uncircumcised man that she laid down with early on in life. And she referred to him as a Chinese Sharpay. Not in any kind of ethnicity
just
thing.
Just like the dog.
But referring to his Dugan.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was, you know, if
and
we
you
were not
know.
In here yesterday, the radio station would have been flooded with calls about bestiality.
And you didn't like that guy either, Stu.
I don't like him. I did not. That had nothing to do with his uncircumcised.
Very surprised how often he's mentioned.
Amen.
Very surprised.
Someone that I despise for Paige, she talks about two or three times a month.
Yes, a lot. Like, I don't get it. That's
Yeah, you do.
It's it was a bad relationship.
I know, but like you referenced it.
I would think you wouldn't want to remember it.
Yeah, like
I learned a lot from it. That's why I stay single.
You got married again after that.
I know, but that was different.
You'd be the best witness.
I forgot about that.
I am so, like, to a fault, incredibly loyal to people close to me.
You're like Frank Pantangeli. I never said that.
You have heat with somebody,
I forgive them.
I don't, though. Like, don't forget for you.
That's what Jesus teaches you, to forgive and move on. But learn your lessons.
I like the Old Testament version a little bit better.
Yeah.
Even Jesus had at least one person, right, that he was just never cool with.
He said, turn the other cheek. We have two. So once you've turned the other cheek and it still don't change, then you knock the balls off of them.
Now, I'm not turning them out either. They said nothing about that.
That's an MC Hammer song.
He belongs to someone else now. And he's happy. And I'm happy not to have
the
him.
The fact you even know that.
Yeah.
I talked to him.
God, I can't even believe you talked to him. And the second, don't you want him to be miserable?
No.
It's like the Big X the Plug song.
Well, I mean.
You should want him to be miserable at night, not be able to sleep.
The sober person.
You hope his car gets stole.
Was the best person in the world. But the drunk, high on something person was not good.
Oh.
But how often was that, though? Like, what was the mix?
Well, I didn't know when I turned
one
the key.
One time too many?
When I turned the key and got home, I didn't know what was on the other side.
But, that's probably a little bit exciting too for
can I, and if you say no, fine, can I with your approval say my point of view on something?
Yeah,
fully,
sure. Yes, he would snap and go crazy.
He would physically assault Paige. I mean, not just like, let me tell you something. This is when I first knew her. And I'd go in there. She would work till midnight, and then I'd relieve her. Not like, sexually. I would relieve her.
No. I'm glad you clarified that, because I was going to ask.
No, there's none of that in the studio.
There wasn't room to.
No.
And and one time I went in there, and boy, I mean, you sure? Like, So I went in there and she had a black eye at work, and I was like, you know, I somewhat made reference to it recently, but I didn't say your name, but I said something about ignoring the obvious when it's a woman. But even if it's a man, like if I came here and Fatboy's got a black eye, I'm going to say, who kicked your ass, or we're fighting or whatever.
Did I ask her if she wanted another one?
And then.
She do headlines too long? How'd she get it?
And then, that's awful. You shouldn't say that. And then, but then and it happened a lot, and it happened a lot. And this one time at this one party, like, at Doohickey's house, he was like ridiculous, and I was like, God, if this was anybody else's boyfriend, I'd drag him outside and whoop their ass.
Yeah,
I mean, I could have too, and don't say I couldn't, because I could have. I could
you
have.
Know what happened when you did that before?
I could have done that with the Paige would jump on. Paige would jump on my back and rip my beard out, probably.
I wouldn't know.
No.
I'm not a violent person at all. That's the thing.
When you've got that reason to kick somebody's ass, you get like Ferrigno Hulk strength. Like, I'm beat your ass with
Does that mean you start talking like you're deaf?
Do you remember that night what I did to him? He started being really ugly, and I was driving. And I said, I got to pull over. So, and this was in Piedmont. I pulled over.
Why'd you pull over there?
Listen. I go, let's just get out of the car and discuss this. So we get out of the car, and I get right back in the car, and I left him on the side of the road.
God, you prick. Why?
Because he's mean.
But what'd she do? She let him in the house, and then what happened? I mean, like, that's where I have to, like, tell you. Like, I have to stay pissed about that for you, because if I don't, I feel like,
another thing in South Carolina, if they get mail at your house and it's their residency, you have to let them in. Like, the cops came and, well, it's his house. I go, no, it's not his house. I'm not letting him in.
Is that true?
It is true, but it's you have to get a and what they all tell you why I know this, but you have to get a no contact order. And if the judge agrees, they issue that for at least 1 year, and they re-check that.
I'm going to start sending mail for me to this big house on Roper Mountain and see what happens.
That's squatting.
I'm moving in, boys.
Yeah. So I have to, and like various friends over the years that like had major, major issues with certain situations or whatever, they would like move past it and talk almost affectionately. And I'm like, not me.
I'm here
to remind you in a weird way. Okay, I'm sorry, so, but damn it, Paige.
So I went through like when he went to rehab and everything and became a better person, I helped him do that. But then he started drinking again. I was like, I can't be there with this.
So, I mean,
I felt like he could worm his way back in now.
I do too.
No, he cannot.
You fondly talk about him, and you talk about like chatting on Facebook and stuff.
If you knew he was single.
I don't. I'm not attracted to him anymore. Once you hurt me.
You're beaming talking about him.
I'm not beaming. I've gotten to the point where I forgive him for what he did. Because I don't want to harbor hatred towards anybody.
I'm doing it for you.
But it's like he's not in my life. I mean, I wish him well. He's got two kids. I said, at least you're not drinking. Because he tells me all the time I'm sober. I go, good, because your family deserves that. They don't need the demon.
He's keeping
inside.
You on the back burner.
See, that's
no,
stuff
he's
stays
not because
with you.
I don't want him at all. I don't lust for him. There's been other.
You may not, but he knows he can warm him. Warm his way back in.
There's no way. In hell. I mean, he's a great guitar player, everything that I like. But I hate
look,
him.
If I had a towel, I would throw it in right now.
But
like,
there's no way that I would ever, ever, ever be in love with him again. I don't love him. I married somebody else who I truly love.
You might not love him, but I think he could worm back in for a little bit.
There's no way in hell.
I wouldn't allow it.
Nobody
would
allow it.
To.
There is nobody in my life that knew him would
you're
ever.
You're better than me, I suppose. I mean, I
understand
I
your chivalry and taking up for you. Just
I'm not even trying to be chivalrous. I'm so.
Just
I
don't mean, simp is what I'm saying.
I'm over loyal. No, I'm not simping.
He's doing better.
I don't even know what that technically really means.
He's
anymore.
Doing better. He's got his.
I don't smoke a problem.
That's good. But
he's
like,
in Canada, so he's never coming back to the United States.
Various situations in my life over the years that have like affected me like really like bad.
Yeah.
I don't even utter the name. I will say if I'm having a conversation with somebody and this is as deep as I'll go with it, I'll mention the town only and that's it. And you know what? Easier. You gotta let it go.
You do.
But it feels like that's not a tool she uses to kind of to deal with it, to let it go. It's like a
she doesn't want to be mean. If he ever reaches out to her, she keeps like responding, and it's like it wasn't once, twice, three times. It was dozens, and that bull crap.
It's like something you don't want to forget.
Like, let's quit talking about it for real. Like,
no,
I mean,
sorry.
Honest to God,
you're getting mad, and I don't mean to be that.
I'm mad.
It's your fault.
I'm not being mad. I'm just saying I don't want to go too deep into that, and it brings up all kind of stuff. But like, it's Friday, Paige.
It's Friday.
Are you ready for the weekend?
I'm
ready for the weekend. I just want to change the subject because that's too deep on it.
You know what? Because there's
your stuff.
I do talk to a lot of people, and I would say, get out of that situation as soon as you can, because domestic violence is horrible. It's the worst thing that can happen to you, because it, especially if you have kids, I'd be the first to say,
wait in the truck. That's probably why they do it, because they got kids.
No.
Okay.
Look at my fingers here.
I know what you mean.
I don't feel like that's the worst thing that's ever happened to you. But I think you would say it's not. But it's still bad.
No, the worst thing that's ever happened to me is losing somebody I love dying in front of me.
Yeah, that's
that's the worst thing.
Yep.
I can't believe you still talk to the guy. And like, there's still
it's
an open
like
line
we,
of communication.
It's not like we talk all the time. There's nothing for me. I don't even, you know, he says.
He's going to ask you for a picture, I bet. He's going to
work.
Yeah.
No.
I would have been asking
no,
all that.
No, he says that your husband's a lucky man. I go, yeah, he is a lucky man. And he never laid a hand on me whatsoever. Never disrespected me.
See, why would
me.
You even mention that? Like, do me a favor for me. Block him, please.
I don't talk to him every day.
She would never
ever
block him.
Ever again. Like, okay, that's you. Run with it. I have nothing else to say about it. Like, I can't. That's you. That's fine. You're a great person. You really are. You're way better at stuff than me. God bless it.
Because
pisses me off.
when you have your life, I mean, not mine, but his was so bad, and he ruined it himself. That's his problem. He has to deal with it every
single
day.
Every time you communicate with him, whether you realize it subconsciously or not, those memories come back into your psyche, and you're whether you realize it or not, you're opening yourself up to dream about it at night. Mm-hmm. You open yourself up to any time you see. You shouldn't see a man striking a woman, but if you did, yeah, you're going to resurface. That's PTSD, dude. You got to cut that off, and we will be back. It's uncomfortable.
I feel like you're used to some form of abuse in some form or fashion. Like not saying that you cling to it or you're magnetized.
Or look for it.
No, because
some kind of chaos.
No. I think that's why.
Give me the password. I'm gonna block you myself.
I think that's why. Why I married.
Makeup. 1, 2, 3.
Graduated.
I married my husband because he was a good person.
No one's disputing that.
No,
at all.
And I felt comfortable and safe with him, no matter what. I knew that he would do the right.
Can
thing.
Can I summon the ghost of Chris right now to actually ask her to block him on Facebook?
He would say that.
You need to right now.
Yeah.
I'm always in this damn room. I'll never leave.
Yep.
Even when Diesel comes in here at night, I'm still in here. and he does threesomes at 10 o'clock Monday through Friday.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Hello? Hello? You alright? Wait a minute. Let me cut this TV down. You alright? This is Evelyn. Hold on. Let me go cut this TV down. I'm Evelyn. How are you? Wait a minute. God almighty. Stand up. This is Evelyn. Do what? This is Evelyn. Don't sound like you. Who is it? Huh? I bet you are. What?
Hey, you come to my swim pool last week to my damn pool. You need to come clean it out.
I ain't calling no damn pool. No damn pool.
Somebody threw a dozen eggs at my car.
Who?
Somebody threw a dozen eggs at my car.
I don't know. Nothing about it. What?
Who's over? I'm blonde, tall.
Who is this?
The right.
Who is this?
This is Evelyn.
Evelyn, it don't sound like you.
Evelyn?
Evelyn who?
What you going to tell me, dude? Who is it?
I don't know.
I bet you are.
I don't.
Faith Boob.
Huh?
Faith Boob.
Laid brick.
Come to my swim pool last week to my damn pool. You need to come clean it out.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
You
now you're a son of a bitch, yeah? I ain't no such of a thing.
Well, you go to hell.
You go to hell, you damn self. Who is this?
You
now you're a you bastard.
You right?
You hearing me? Don't call me and talk to me like this.
This is Evelyn.
No, it ain't Evelyn.
You right? Faith Boob.
Huh?
Faith Boob.
What brick?
Somebody threw a dozen eggs at my car.
This is Cindy.
This is Evelyn.
No,
you
Oh, you're a damn bastard. Well, you go to hell. No, you go to hell. Laying something on me I ain't even done.
You come to my swim pool last week to my damn pool.
I ain't done no such a damn thing. I wouldn't do people like that. Go to hell, you son of a bitch.
Who is it?
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.